wildfire is catching up to us. And what we're learning is we have to approach wildfire differently.
That's Tanya Schernagel, a research scientist at the Institute for Arctic and Alpine Research with the University of Colorado Boulder. She's also a fire expert and the lead author on a new paper about wildfire in the West.
Wildfire activity in Western North America has increased significantly over the last 30 years. We have more acres burned, more homes lost to wildfire, and this is only going to increase.
The Western U.S. has seen a 2 degrees Celsius rise in annual average temperature. Fire season is almost 3 months longer than it was back in 1970, and since 1990, more than 2 million homes have been built in fire-prone areas, making wildfires more expensive and dangerous to fight. All this means that current wildfire policies, things like suppressing fires and thinning forests, aren't going to be enough on their own.
What we need is for communities and ecosystems to adapt to wildfire rather than spending billions of dollars protecting vulnerable communities against wildfire.
As part of this adaptation process, Schernagel and her co-authors suggest letting more fires burn in wildland areas, while intentionally setting fires in more developed areas to reduce natural fuels like undergrowth. Both these steps would lessen future risk and help ecosystems adapt.
We can actually use fire as a tool to fight fire. So putting more fire on the landscape will reduce those fuels and make subsequent wildfires much more easy to fight.
They also argue that the costs and the risks of wildfire should be better shared between the federal government and state and local governments.
Currently, taxpayers pick up the tab for preventing and fighting wildfires in the West, and this has cost about $2 billion per year recently on average. There's no incentive for counties who gain money through taxes of those additional homes. There's no incentive for them to not build more in those fire-prone areas. Now, if they do share that cost, there's a great disincentive for that and motivation to try to curtail the amount of development in fire-prone areas.
We also have to think about the ecosystem. Climate change is forcing species to move their ranges, and some may vanish entirely.
Trees are very long-lived individuals, and they may no longer be in a climate condition that is as suitable as it was when those trees started growing.
Wildfire can be the catalyst that spurs change in these ecosystems, helping them turn over and become better adapted.
We're going to witness a lot of change. The forest now, when it burns, may not recover to the exact forest that we're used to. And that's hard for humans. We're used to these ecosystems and landscapes remaining like we've seen them forever. But we're in a time of profound change, and we're going to have to adapt to wildfire.
As she points out, wildfire in the West is inevitable, just like floods and drought. We've learned we need to better prepare for these natural disasters. Now we need to do the same with fire.